And now, let's join Maggie Linton on SiriusXM Urban View.
We continue with ways to reclaim your life from illness and depression. Joining us is health advocate, speaker, and author Wanda Cooper. She shares secrets for her healing with book Broken Vessels Restored. Welcome.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I'm fine, Wanda. Thank you so much for joining us. And sorry we're joining you just a smidgen late. But let's get right into, you were a person who dealt with depression, illness, fertility issues, cancer. You ran the gamut and you were able to still come out. But you went through a journey to become a whole vessel again.
Very true. It was a very long journey, and it wasn't easy. And the reason I wrote the book was truly to help other women hopefully get there faster than I did.
And one of the things that you really, the emphasis, though, is on depression, because so when you are ill, you can be depressed. When you're facing cancer, you can be depressed. When you get dealing with fertility issues, there's another reason. So let's begin with the depression. And did you realize that you were even suffering from it?
Well, that's what's interesting about depression is you can be, you can have varying degrees of depression and not realize that you have it. In fact, in the book, I have 22 chapters of information about how to heal, and depression is the last one. And there's a reason it's at the end. It's because you have to understand all the other things before you get there. And one of the things that I didn't understand is that depression can lead you to isolate yourself. And you will, I used to be a very social person, and people bring me joy. I love to be around people, but slowly but surely I began to isolate myself. And it wasn't until years later I realized that and learned that isolating yourself is a classic symptom of depression. And some other symptoms of depression are basically deciding that you don't like your job, you don't like your spouse, maybe you never wanted to be a mother, all these negative things that are going through your head. Make sure that you look at it through a lens of, I may be depressed. I may not want to leave my spouse. I may actually just be dealing with something that is chemical and that is physical.
And when you talk about physical and chemical, let's talk about wheat, because you have quite an interesting chapter on that. And basically, it can be making, we hear about people who are gluten intolerant, but there are many others that may be reacting badly also to it.
Correct. You don't have to have celiac disease in order to have problems with wheat, and that was one of the issues that I ran up against again and again, because I personally love wheat. I love anything made with flour. I was definitely a carbohydrate addict, and I loved muffins and breads and pizza and all those things, and I didn't test positive for celiac disease. But what was happening was through some intensive antibiotic use that I had done for my skin, trying to get my skin to clear up from adult acne, I had basically compromised my intestines and to the point where it had become sensitive to gluten. And not realizing that and eating it every day, usually three times a day or more, it can actually thin the lining of your intestines and cause other food particles to get through the intestinal barrier, to the point where you become allergic to almost everything you eat. And when you get to that point, your health will deteriorate rapidly, and you may have no idea what's actually going on.
Yeah. And so even though it's not labeled specifically as that, it's something that people can eliminate to see if they are feeling better just right away.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people are saying right now, oh, this is a trend. This is the next hot diet, gluten-free. But I would beg to differ. This is not a hot topic. This is not a hot fad. This is actually something that could help millions of people feel significantly better. And it's because the gluten that we eat today has the flour products that we eat today, the wheat that is grown today, has over five times more gluten in it than it used to even 50 to 60 years ago. So if you're prone to gluten sensitivity, you might be able to handle a small amount, but maybe not five times the amount that your grandparents ate.
Mm-hmm. The other product, since we're talking food, is dairy products, in particular milk.
Yes. I ended up having a problem with milk, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant, so I understand. But, you know, I loved drinking it I could drink a half gallon by myself a couple days, you know, a week without any problem growing up. Yeah.
You and me both.
So talk about, again, what it triggers.
So milk sensitivity can trigger things, inflammation. It can trigger joint pain specifically. It can trigger eczema. Psoriasis, other skin issues. You might find a lot of skin issues clear up with the elimination of dairy in your diet. And some of the things about dairy that a lot of people don't realize is that different genetic backgrounds can predispose us to being able to handle dairy differently. For example, African Americans, Asian cultures usually do not retain the ability to digest lactose after the age of 6. But some Northern Europeans do. And so where we have milk that's all pervasive in our culture, it may not be something that our individual bodies can actually handle.
Right. You list some other different nutrients that are needed in particular that women need, because so much of your focus is on women. And those nutrients are, when we are lacking them or begin to lose them, are something that we need to resupply our body in order to work in peak condition too. Talk about those.
Absolutely. I actually have a chapter in the book, and it's titled The Three Nutrients All Women Desperately Need. And I titled it that because I learned it the hard way. And I'll talk about the first one specifically, which is vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that we're getting vitamin A in our diets. We think that we're eating carrots, which has beta-carotene, and that we're getting this vitamin A from leafy green vegetables and from sweet potatoes. But the truth of the matter is that it takes thyroid hormone and enzymes and the proper fats in order to convert that kind of beta-carotene to vitamin A. And for some of us, that's harder than others. So vitamin A is actually needed for every hormone that you create in your body, including cortisol, which is the main hormone that's created when you're under stress. And I don't know about you, Maggie, but I've experienced a little bit of stress in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And women today, I really believe, are under stress to the point where it's unrelenting.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, I think our vitamin A stores are getting zapped, and that's what our hormones are being affected accordingly. So the best place to get this kind of vitamin A is cod liver oil. And
which we used to get when we were little kids.
Exactly. Did your grandmother feed you cod liver oil?
My mom did. My mom fed us cod liver oil on a weekly basis. You know, you tried mixing it in orange juice and other things, and it's still, you know, she made us hold our noses.
Mm-hmm. It's awful. It's awful stuff. I'll be honest with you. But I personally take it in a capsule, and it makes it a little more palatable to get
it. There weren't capsules back then, or maybe there were, but my mom sure didn't use them. She said direct was the best way.
Same here. And I don't know any of my girlfriends who feed their children cod liver oil anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it was truly a gift that our parents gave us if they did feed it to us. And the reason is because it helps little ones to formulate their organs properly, including their pancreas, which is, I would not be surprised if they found out later on that that's a reason that so many people have problems with diabetes now, is because their pancreas weren't properly formed and weren't properly nurtured mm-hmm. with the right amounts of vitamin A.
Right, exactly.
So the other places you can get vitamin A are full-fat dairy products, but if you have a problem with dairy, obviously that's a problem. If you can handle dairy, you want full fat from grass-fed cows that, you know, have a healthy diet, because toxins are stored in the fat of animals, so you don't want to take in those extra toxins.
Yeah, and vitamin D, you mentioned, is also has become, people have become so much more aware of it nowadays for so many different reasons. But in particular, people, because we're inside so much, don't get out as much, many people are really lacking vitamin D. But in particular, it really does hurt women.
Absolutely. Vitamin D is necessary to feel happy and balanced. It is truly vitamin D is actually a hormone. And I don't know if you've ever gone on vacation where you got more sun than you normally do,
mm-hmm.
but when I do, I come home and I feel like $1 million. And I've just noticed for me personally, I have to have vitamin D. And I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, they could be working in office jobs 9 to 5 and think that, oh, it's just the grind of work that's killing me. Well, it's probably also the lack of vitamin D. Mm-hmm. That's really, it makes it hard to enjoy life, period, let alone when you're under a lot of stress.
Once again, we're talking with health advocate, speaker, and author Wanda Cooper. Her book is Broken Vessel Restored. You talk about fasting and the need for people. It can really help rebalance your body and eliminate a lot of the food sensitivities that we develop over the years and help keep your body clean, get rid of the allergies, and also give you more energy.
Absolutely. I learned the hard way that fasting, I actually ended up doing it accidentally because I had become allergic to so many foods. I didn't know what to eat anymore, mm-hmm. and I became afraid of food. And so I just said, fine, I'm just not eating today. And I noticed that I started to feel better. And so I started to do more research on the topic. And I found that fasting can reset your insulin levels. It can reset your blood sugar, your as well as your food sensitivities. Basically, your intestines flame down, so to speak. Like that smoldering fire becomes less of a raging problem. And so as I slowly learned this, I realized that, and did more research, I realized that fasting could truly turn a lot of people's lives around. Not only does it reset your blood sugar levels and food sensitivities, but it can help your body eliminate toxins, because you're basically, it's the same, I equate it to taking a day off work. You take a personal day, you say, I have to take care of my taxes, I need to go to the doctor, I need to take care of, you know, X, Y, and Z. That's what your body does when you fast. Mm-hmm. It takes out the trash, and it gets rid of all the things that it's been meaning to get around to but hasn't had the time.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about getting rid of things, yeah, people don't realize just with the water that they drink or the food that they consume, how many more metals and other things are in there that can disrupt your regular flow of not only happiness, but also infertility and allergies and things along those lines.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things I talk about in the book is that some of us, about 50% of the population, is likely to have a genetic anomaly, not even an anomaly. It just wasn't a big deal 200 years ago, but it's a genetic factor that doesn't allow us to detoxify as quickly as others. So we hang on to these heavy metals while the person next to us is happy and go lucky and it seems, you know, totally fine. And so that was one of the problems that I encountered that I had was I'm a very poor detoxifier.
Yeah.
So fasting also helps that detoxification for me personally and for probably a large percentage of the population who are, like you said, getting exposed to these chemicals ever on a daily basis, and they don't even realize it. And what happened was, you know, 100 years ago, they weren't as prevalent as they are today. And so this has just slowly creeped into our daily lives, and some of us have to take extra measures to deal with it.
Well, your book, Broken Vessel Restored, is definitely one for anyone that's having some major issues, especially allergies, depression, things along those lines. And you just break it down in a real common sense way. If you've got less than a minute, what can you say to folks?
What I would say to everyone out there who's listening who may be suffering or have someone in their life who is suffering from nebulous health issues that they haven't been able to get a diagnosis for is that there are answers out there, and that there's a lot of perhaps conflicting information. But in Broken Vessel Restored, I wrote this book for everyone to be able to understand what is happening, why it's happening, and how you can get your own health back. And in it, I explain ways that you can work with your doctor to find the paths that you need in order to get back to your own health plateau.
There you go. Once again, it is health advocate, speaker, and author Wanda Cooper. Her book, again, highly recommended, Broken Vessel Restored. It's available at Amazon.com, other locations, lots more at her website, BrokenVesselRestored.com. She's also on Facebook as author Wanda J. Cooper.